Radio Remix.
The official podcast of SonicRex.com.
Hello! Hi, everybody! It's me, Arjun GK, welcome to another edition of Radio Redux, the show that does for you like Salmonella did for the 1970s. I am here, of course, once again, as usual, with my soon-to-be spouse, Echo Hawk.
Hi, guys.
Being just about here or there. She's sitting at an angle doing some drawing at the moment. Multitasking girl. Mm-hmm. The songs you're listening to, if you were listening on SSR, you won't hear this on the actual podcast that goes out, but we'd have a bit of time before the show properly started where there was just a whole bunch of silence, so I offered to put some music on for those that were interested. Those tracks were Depend On You, Depend On Me from Bette Jones' Translation album, The Offspring with Crazy Taxi Way Down the Line, and Mountain, Mississippi Queen, which was also featured on Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock. When we started the show, we had an interesting little remix mashup based on Doctor Who, oddly enough, and they were by the Fast Ood Rockers. And that was a song for Kylie, aka I'm in Love with Girl in the Time Machine, which is actually a great big mix of all sorts. There's some Goldfrapp in there, there's music from The Killers, The Time Lords, Two Hearts by Kylie herself, Doctor Who theme, weird rave horns, and all sorts of things. And then following that, we had Special Sonic music, which would be good for a Sonic-related podcast show. And that would be from Sonic Shuffle, Ravine Flyer, and Mechanical Resonance from Sonic Adventure. Yeah, because I basically heard them on my iPod and always work. And thought, my goodness, these are pretty awesome. I haven't heard these in a while. So I played them. And now you've heard them as well. Alright. Welcome one, welcome all. I'm very well, thank you. Somebody said, somebody asked me, I've been glomped again.
That's alright.
You've been waved vigorously at, though.
Really?
Yeah, the joiner waves vigorously at Echo, it says.
Yay,
here.
Yay, I get attention and love.
Or if someone wants to marry me, I think.
Really?
Yeah, another one.
She's gonna have to hurry
there's
up.
A list. There's an actual waiting list now. I need to get divorced about 7 times, I think.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice. Yeah. Anyway, a big hello to everyone in the TSS chat room, which is a bit fuller than it is normally, I have to say. Especially if you are from the Philippines. If you're from the Philippines, a special hello to you, as I know there are people from the Philippines listening in. I wonder who that is. And also, if you are Australian and listening in live, it's 2 a.m. there, isn't it? Or something?
It's very late.
Yeah, it's very early. Oh. It's very early, you see. It's not very late, it's very early.
It becomes very early at about 5 a.m. You gotta be in the night crew. And you're definitely not night crew, sweetie.
You're definitely not morning crew either, Buttercup.
I don't want to be morning crew.
That's become painfully apparent to me. No.
Shut up. Get on with
this monster under my duvet. That means
quiet.
I'm on his knee. Yeah, 2 a.m. past Dark Speeds confirms. A special hello then to everyone in Australia. Damn, we appreciate you being up for this show. Really do, guys. Resident SD complains that there's love for the Philippines, love for the Aussies, no love for us Brits. We're British, we don't get any love, we get hate. Endless, unending hate, globally. So,
bring it on yourself.
But we don't need it, because we're British and we're hard like that. Silence.
Yes, clearly.
Yeah, we get. Spotty says you get paid. We get page free. We do get that, I suppose. But then again, that's the benefit of numbers. We have many numbers. 1, 7, 25. 7,476 is also one of my favourites.
Clearly.
Admittedly, it looks pretty similar to 74, you know, in a bad light, but hey, what are you going to do? Biafra says, blame the BNP for the hate. Why did you have to bring the BNP into my show, Biafra? Why did you have to bring it into my show?
Because...
you're only pandering to them. By bringing it into my show, you are pandering to them. And you're giving them more... look. Look, everyone in this room now, everyone in the chat room that's listening in now knows about them. Should be ashamed.
Nice.
You're almost as bad as they are.
No.
No, that's completely wrong.
I won't let you anyway, do that to the listeners.
No. Yeah. Anyway, so there's loads of people in the chat. We're all listening in. There's Earthheart listening well, and Blake Draco's listening in, and all sorts of people. But so let's go through a number of the people in the chat. And that's Spond the top, as usual. Spondy, who has an underscore and therefore ruins everything. Spondy, Xbox Prower, Tiki, the Joiner, the DJ, Sunny, Stafe, Sonic AD, SJSF, Cherry Fox 04, Spinball Wizard, Ringtail Fox, Resident SD, Orisama, Minus, Mars Prower, Joe Forever, Hyper Eating. I suppose it's Hyper Fox that's eating or something. Jobsoft, Gabby, Forever Sonic, D'Artagnan, Dark Speaks, Blue Blur 95, Blitzcris, Biafra, Aquadan 88, AUK is on SSR, Joshu, Birdie, and Chinbot.
Okay.
Chinbot.
You know. I got nothing.
No, it's Chanbot. That's true.
Yeah. Huh.
Anyway, yes, so lots of people actually doing stuff. People saying hello and doing all sorts of someone raises a glass of iced tea, presumably to us. either that or Arisam is actually gonna give us a step by step process of drinking something. Step 1, put hand around glass. Step 2, apply sufficient pressure to not break glass, but prevent from slipping out of hand. Obviously, AUK is Twitter-pated. That sounds painful.
Ouch.
Sounds painful. It sounds like pain, but pain that you can only refer to in 140 characters.
Yeah.
Lots of people
are stalking me on Twitter. I find that awkward.
Mm-hmm. You'll find that people also OC Remix are stalking me on Twitter.
Really?
Oh yeah. They basically went, look, I sent them a message, a direct message, basically saying, look, all your stuff from the Sega promotions got that line, and they just went, all the things they retweeted, message, all the stuff from the Sega and Overclocked Remix competition has gone out. Praise be to this Sonic guru at Sonic Rex. And it's like, okay. Cheers.
Oh dear.
Yeah, but Jacob points out that and we hate ourselves.
Yeah.
Yes, we do hate ourselves.
That I can't get into. That just concerns me.
We get ourselves, we believe in ourselves to the point where we start losing, and then we're terrible, terrible people who can't do anything.
Okay.
Yes, you can also follow and ask questions on Twitter, I suppose. That should be enough by doing Radio Redux. But send an at message to at Sonic Rex, no gaps. And if you have a question and want to do it via there, I can, I, or we, or she, her, that one over there on my left.
I don't do Sonic Rex, I do my own.
You do?
I do have my own.
Shaggy?
I have my own Twitter, Jesus.
Yeah, can you have your own show?
Yeah, I bet you couldn't guess the name in a million years.
Is it the Echo Hawk Show? Is it the Echo Hawk radio show?
No.
Is it...
Alright, just stop. No. Just
is it... this is a lie and you don't have a show?
No, that's not it. But anyway.
Let's go fail.
Shushu.
Anyway.
Rawr.
Let's talk. Doxby's might be doing a show after us. We're ending our show at 8 on the dot. Because, basically, Top Gear's back, and I want to see it. You know full well that if you've been hanging around... if you've been hanging around Radio Redux for as long as quite a few of you have done, yeah, Chinbot is the cousin of Chambot. Yeah, guys, since the people were asking. You get to, yeah, so Duxby's going to do a thing. Aquadown asks, where's the Big C? And Big C, no, I don't know where Big C is. Big C's normally around. Huh.
He's good at distracting you. It's probably the best. For the best.
I think people are now thinking they should vote for me as some kind of MP.
That's not good.
Resident SD asks, has Echo Hawk been introduced to the joys of Top Gear yet? Oh yeah, she knew about Top Gear long before she finally got over here.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Blur suggests the Echo in brackets without a UK show. Respondi says, suggests the Hawk show.
I could do a show, I guess, but then...
I think that's a challenge.
A challenge?
I smell a wager. No, don't smell a wager. Oh, shit.
Careful.
I smell me knocking the computer for six.
Good job.
Oh, I almost broke Spore. That's the game that's not going to work in about 6 months or whatever it is.
It works. Leave it alone.
It won't work for long.
It works fine.
Hello.
I get to play
apparently introduced people to the two Chabot and Shanbot. So we've got various... various... we've got various cousins and things.
What?
Who are you drawing? Just a wolf?
Not really, but yeah.
Or is it Frost?
No. When is Frost a wolf? Come on, people! Oh my god.
Well, no, because you might have made him a bit more stripey and sort of made him a bit more wolfy. I don't know.
Frost.
Why has it got EA on it?
It doesn't have EA on it. Oh, good lord, stop, please.
You've drawn EA on your wolf, inadvertently.
Oh my god, I did. Wow. That was totally not intentional. Oh, this is a sick, sick world. Oh well. I'll fix it.
We have a question from Earthart, who is listening in. Why does the world try to get in the way of me trying to listen to Radio Redux, and why is Top Gear so hyped? Top Gear is so hyped in much the same way that Big Brother's is so hyped. Only Top Gear's more entertaining.
I guess it's just different.
And isn't a bundle of crap.
Different strokes for different folks. I used to watch, I think, Big Brother the first time it came out. Same with Survivor, same with all the other stuff. It was good then, and then it sucked from there, or at least increased its suck, but...
Random juxtaposition. The UK first and only, I think it was, series of Survivor. I actually own the t-shirts of both the teams on that. Yes,
see,
I do.
See?
Ula and Halang. I have both t-shirts, yeah. I have no idea why, either. I just quite like the pattern on the back and said that was cool. And I think my parents sort of said, oh, did you want those then? I was like, okay. the world tries to get in the way of you listening to Radio Redux because the world sucks, Earthart. The world sucks to such a degree that if you actually sucked in one place for a significant amount of time, it would generate a black hole and the world would end.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be sort of, you know, impartial on the whole affair. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go for a break for L Music, and afterwards we'll do something or the other, I don't know, but I'm not going to say what Blitz Chris said there.
Oh. Well, you could say that.
Welcome to the Sonic Rex house.
Seriously.
AAUK and Echo Hawk are in the bedroom. Broadcasting on Radio Redux.
You just got very Scottish right there.
The Big Brother guy, the voiceover guy for that has always been the same, and he's like, now, and he does that voice. That's his accent.
Weird.
Today on Big Brother, something happens you don't particularly care about.
Nice.
Cindy is in the diary room.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
The team are only on basic rations, having failed their shopping list task.
Awesome.
Usual stuff may apply.
I've failed one of those. That wasn't fun.
Anyway, we're going to go off on a break.
Yeah.
And, we'll leave you with some suitable music. Be back soon.
Yeah!
And we're back. The songs we're listening to were Port Oakenfold, Element 4, which is also known as the theme to Big Brother in the UK. Then we had a request, which I think we played relatively recently, but we're not quite sure on that, which was The Offspring, All I Want, from Crazy Taxi. After that, we had from Sonic Rivals, for the first Sonic Rivals, Death Yard Zone Act 1, and followed that up with another mobile Sonic game title. That would be the first Sonic Advance, obviously that was on the Game Boy Advance, and that was the part 1 of the Metal Knuckles fight. Good old Metal Knuckles. He can run moderately fast, and he can punch very, very, very hard. Anyway, it's time for some questions and answers. Answers and questions. Some Q&A UK and Guest Echo Hawk questions.
Guest?
Oh, yeah, you're replaceable.
Nice.
You're drawing a bowl.
It's gonna be a cup. It starts out looking like a bowl.
This is why you're still a guest. You're still down as a guest.
Alright, get on with it then.
Get on with it. Oh, what? You'll take over the show and say stuff.
Don't make me.
I do want you to. That's the whole point. I mean, it's supposed to be
nattering
away.
Now you're just leaking out future plans. Look at you. Look at you. My God, you're falling
Listen.
Apart.
I've been falling apart for years. Honestly.
Yep.
Be on the show, you know.
Mm-hmm. We know.
Huh.
We know.
Currently, your sole addition to this show is some occasional scratching sounds in the background and from the pencil.
You know, from what I gathered, most people don't actually want to hear me talk. They want to hear you talk.
Nah. They'll probably say that because, like, it's a girl. I don't know what to do with girls. It's a girl. For God's sake. Who's her on?
Oh, God.
She's like one of those. She's like the other side. Oh, yeah, they bleed acid.
Nice.
Anyway.
That's a xenomorph.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a xenomorph. Think so. What? Don't give me that look. Get on with it.
Lady says get on with it. Anyway. Yeah, questions time. Tanaku has 7 questions. Which Maria is your favourite? This is question 1. Maria Robotnik, the Virgin Mary,
what?
Or Maria from Castlevania? In brackets, she may be 17, but she has a lot of power with the feng shui animals. But feng shui's a load of rubbish.
It's asking you, so go for it, dude. It's already 42 after. You might want to start
speeding this up. Yeah, I might need to start speeding these through.
Come on, crank them out, dude.
Well, it's got to be the Virgin Mary.
Why?
Because God might get pissed.
No, but...
Jesus might get pissed if I don't pick his mom.
I don't think I'd get pissed so much as...
Vengeful.
Slightly annoyed, maybe, that you didn't pick the mama there, the big mama. I don't know.
Okay. So yeah, there we go. 280K, did you know the Enchanted Tiki Room, if none of Disneyland's attraction, would be having its birthday on the same day as Sonic's? No, I didn't. I didn't. Then asks, what do you think of my Angela sprite? It's very good. Oh yeah, I like that. I'm just going to see if I can actually just get it up. There we go. I'm just going to post this in the chat room so people can know what I'm talking about here. There we go. That's the one. That's the kitty. Mm, that's very nice indeed. Quite like that.
Yeah.
Both. Ignore me, I'm yawning massively. What will you do on Sonic's birthday, as to both of us? What will we do on Sonic's birthday?
You're going
to
work.
Yeah, I'm going to work. I'm going to work very, very hard, and she's going to be asleep.
Shush! You act like I do nothing. I hate that. I do stuff. Just not always what you want. Remember?
or in the order it needs to be done.
Shush!
Or well.
Who made these rules? Who established this kind of pressure? I don't know. I guess I could make a cake. And then we could have it, and then we could sing happy birthday, and then we...
But it'd just be easy to buy a cake.
No, I'd have to get the cake mix, and then...
Yeah, I'm saying we could be easy to just buy a cake.
But it wouldn't be cheaper, and we've already got eggs, and I'm not sure what else we'd need, so I'd have to look.
Self-raising flour.
What?
Self-raising flour?
Well,
yeast?
Some kids don't need that stuff.
So are we going to make a cake, are we?
I'll make a cake. You work...
You're going to make a cake?
Yes.
Cool.
I will make a cake for something.
Becky is going to make a cake, everyone. We will take photos of the cake to celebrate the birth of our Lord, Sonic Christ.
Why the hell not? What other excuse do you need to have cake? I mean, come on. Who doesn't like cake?
Isn't it our anniversary soon?
Technically, which anniversary are you talking about?
Exactly, we have so many. It must be near one.
We don't have that many anniversaries.
We have several!
Really? Like what?
The first meeting?
Yeah.
First date?
Kinda.
Relationship in the first place?
Yeah, I got that
first
one.
First kiss?
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember of it? Oh, well, that's just fine.
You know, you
it's
can just...
It's fine and dandy.
I'm not the one to keep hounding.
So, yeah, Becky's going to make a cake, everyone. Yes. It's going to be delicious.
It will be.
Or not set properly, one of the two.
Shut up!
To Echo, did you know there was a Jaws game?
Yes.
That had a similar engine to the one of the Echo titles.
I think... I heard about that, but I never had the opportunity to actually, play it. I do remember doing some research about it, but I don't recall ever seeing it, or I probably would have possibly played it, so. Cake needs no excuse. Amen. Anyway.
Blue Blur 95 instantly says less than free the sprite.
Yeah.
And somebody else says something about a very good job as well. Who that is.
Rather have pie.
As usual, of course, that makes everyone then start going about how the cake is a spy, and the cake is a lie, and the cake is a pie, and the pie is a spy, and the pie's in the sky, and nobody cares!
I just want to make cake. Is that so wrong?
Yeah. Questions. Any unknown awesome remixes you can hook me up with? Secret Sega ones, perhaps?
Yeah.
Says Blitzchris. Yeah, Secret Sega ones! Woo!
Yes, because that would make perfect sense. They wouldn't, like, release those at all.
No, just check out Overclocked Remix. Overclocked Remix are awesome. Is what I would say.
Yep.
But one of the Sega legal team the other day, when I mentioned about OCR, Overclocked Remix, they were like, oh, OCR, yeah, cool. And they just immediately demanded that I went to... OCR and listen to a particular track. No, this is the awesome one. I just couldn't help. I listened to it, but I couldn't help thinking, you know, it's like, yeah, that's the most awesome one, is it? You need to listen to some more. You need to listen to the likes of Snappleman and the likes of Pixtrix and all the other guys and Jose the Bronx Rican, and just listen to those guys lay down some tunes, baby, because oh no. Yeah. Okay. Echo Hulker, what would be one... What?
What? Say again?
It's a question that's a bit... which wild animal, if you could pick one, would you tame and keep as a pet? No snakes, no exotic frogs, no exotic fish.
Spirit Beast! But that's a WoW reference. That's all I need. I already have Hunter. I have two Spirit Beasts. I have them both. Fuck. But anyway, yeah, it's a cat which can shoot lasers. That's all you need to know. so I'm cool with that. What's wrong with snakes? That's all I gotta ask. If I could have a snake, I so would.
Trust in me. Trust in me.
God, I haven't seen that one.
Look into my eyes.
You do that a little too well. I'm gonna die tonight, aren't I? I'm gonna wake up strangled. That'll be awesome.
You need to relax some more.
No.
Look into my eyes.
I think that's a full-out lie. I don't need to relax.
You're feeling sleepy. So sleepy.
Nice.
Aren't you? Sleepy. She is awake.
Nice.
Thus I fail.
Indeed.
I'm going to hang myself now.
How do snakes hang themselves?
Exactly. That's a very good point. Because technically they'd have to get another snake to make a noose out of itself in order to hang itself.
Something close to that effect.
But then it got to be so tight that surely the snake that's being the noose then dies of asphyxiation.
Yep. Or some other
Anyway.
But yeah.
To echo question 7, how was the show with Digi Cowboy?
Oh, that was excellent. It was kind of nice to have him about. We went even to, I told you guys, we went to London for a bit and walked around till.
You technically were in London anyway.
Well, we went into downtown London, where the main streets are, and the 50 bajillion people are constantly packing the streets. And
number one, there is no such place as downtown London.
Well, it's closer to the thing.
There's no main streets. Central London.
Whatever! I'm putting it in my American terms, man. Don't be downing on me, man. Don't give me that look, man. Stop it. Don't be doubting me, bro. What? I don't know. I'm bored. I do things when I'm bored. It's scary.
Douglas the Hedgehog has some questions as well.
Well, we gotta punch through them a little bit quicker.
Yes,
otherwise,
yes,
we're gonna have to leave them for next week.
I watched a video on YouTube where Mario kills Knuckles. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much more would that video make you hate Mario? I don't hate Mario.
I always hated him. It wouldn't matter.
It depends how badly the video was animated.
It probably was terrible. Although there was one that was really well animated where Sonic dies, but that just made me cry.
Mm. Would darkness make an excellent player in the Olympics?
I don't know, depends how...
It depends what you're playing, because you're all competing in.
Well, yeah, I leave it at that.
I bet darkness would be very good in the shooting events. And the microphone falls to bits, there we go. I would bet Darkness would be very good in the shooting events, because the avatar in Eon, she seems to be draped around Shadow in a none-too-delicate way. So I'm guessing that Shadow gives her some pointers.
Nice.
Other things.
Nice.
This microphone is...
It's fine, good. You just can't touch it, otherwise it's... Here.
There we go.
Leave it.
It's all good.
Don't touch it.
It's all good, man. Question 3. Do you have any favorite villains, Echo?
Of course I do. I just can't think of any of them right now. I don't know. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I always liked the Ken from the Digimon series when he was kind of a jerk face.
Digimon Emperor Ken.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy, but I found him weird.
As opposed to when he was punked out like a bitch by TK.
Yeah, I know, but no, I like most of
them. Oh, sorry, that was awesome.
No, but I liked most of the negative characters. I find, like, you go with everything from Darth Vader to, you know, I guess the only one I can't really get into is Ivo Robotnik. I know there's a few individuals who are like, oh, he's so awesome. It's like, I just can't get into his character. But that may also be because I might have accidentally run into him in real life and a possible really weird occurrence. But it's cool.
Let's see. Earthart says, may I advise Becky to start with something smaller? Unfortunately, this was a while ago now, and I have no idea what it was about. Was that a show, or...
Something something smaller that could be taken in a very odd
dinner
fashion.
Maybe or something, or a cake. No, cake. It's probably about the cake.
What, he wants me to make cupcakes?
Start with something smaller for a cake. I don't know.
I don't know what. Would you just put the fail button away? We got like a couple more minutes.
Yeah, let's hammer through these questions, people. No, not really.
You don't have any favorites?
Not really, no.
You have a darker personality. It works that way. I don't know. Anyway.
I do not.
Yeah, you do. Stop.
Silence.
See, I like Dark Doom too. So there. I wish you did. I like Metal Sonic too. So.
Yeah, you like Metal Sonic a bit too much.
Anyway.
Drape yourself over his cobalt frame.
Yeah.
there was a wistful look upwards then. It's just like, yeah.
Shut up.
Metal and Echo sitting in a tree.
Just leave it at that.
Interfacing or something.
Leave it at that.
Question four. Oh, you keep going. Oh, that's fine. Question four. Should they make another Sonic? Make Sonic another movie?
Yes, absolutely. I just don't want them to use the scary Aussie voices that made me absolutely crack up when I first heard him. But that's me.
I'd say yeah, if they do it in the style of not the Werehog. Sorry, I'm yawning like crazy today.
Yeah, it would be nice if they did a proper CG movie. I think that would be nice. Like, they did such a great job with that. I think it would be great if they could do a full-on one. I'm sure that he just...
Then we've got Mario Dude 1 with the Mario questions. Mm-hmm. Question 1, do you have Mario Sunshine?
I don't know. You're the one who owns the games around here.
No.
Alright.
Do you have Mario Kart Double Dash? No. Have you ever played Mario Brothers? Mario Brothers 1? Yes. Mario would beat Fox easily, am I right? No, Fox has a gum.
No.
Bang, bang, and a ship. Bang, bang, you're dead, fat plumber boy. Do you think of me as the king of Mario?
Probably.
Yes, you are the king of fat Italian stereotypes everywhere. Well done.
No, that's no.
Jacob's a question. All right. Will the world end in 2012, Echo?
That is incorrect. You're off by 2 years.
Not 2010 or 2014?
14.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. At least we get the Olympics in.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
No, they were coming...
I just hope so, because of the amount of tax we're having to pay to try to fund the bloody thing. Oh, wait, I say we. Okay, who would win the cage match to the death? You or a random American? Bear in mind how many Americans there are in the chat room. I probably should watch my step.
Well, they're saying random.
How stereotypical is this American?
I don't know, probably. Heavy.
Is it, you know, is he suffering from heart defects already, or... you know, it's... It depends. You know, if I suddenly find myself with a cage back from an MMA fighter, I might be in a bit of trouble, you know? AK, why are there so many pauses in your show? Question 4. Why do Americans rock? But Echo can answer this question.
No, I want to know. Come on, tell me.
They've got more nukes than anyone else.
Well, besides that.
They have a big gross domestic product than everyone else.
Besides that.
They have a gross landmass, more or less.
The correct answer is we just do. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
See, it, yeah. I agree with the CK on the end. Anyway.
Nice.
Blue Blur 94. Sorry, it's been a bit of a bad week in terms of me liking America. So,
well, it's a country, not a people.
Yeah. Blueblood 95 says to us, who's your favourite authors? Who's your favourite author?
You were.
I'm your favourite author?
Yes.
Legitimately?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
You haven't read anything in years.
Ellie Modisette Jr. for me. Question two. What would happen if my brother came to SOS dressed as Mario?
That'd be awesome.
You want to be an only child, I assume. well, you'd be brave.
Yeah, brave, you'd have to brave, be brave.
I think he would be...
He wouldn't be alone, though.
Applauded for his bravery. But that means you'd be Luigi.
Something like that. But he wouldn't be the only cosplayer there.
No, we'd be kind of encouraging cosplayers to turn up. But bear in mind, you'd have to walk down Brick Lane.
In said costume.
which, again, you'd have to be incredibly brave. Anyway. Have we got some more questions? To both of have you played any of the Jax and Dexter series?
I have.
I haven't. What have you played?
I've played the very first one.
Did
and
you like
maybe it? The second one. Yeah, it was actually really good.
Cool.
Really good stuff. I recommend it highly, actually.
Echo, are you going to work, or will your job involve keeping AEK alive with food and making sure he stays out of trouble? Well!
That's job.
If I relied on this one to keep me...
Shut up.
To keep me alive, you'd
Shut
be...
up!
You'd be listening to Static, I think, for the best part of the next... Well, we wouldn't have had the last two shows, either.
He's going to regret this later. Just know this now.
Mm. She's going to be in a sulk and not cook anything for me for dinner.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Crank 'em, baby. Come on, let's go.
Okay. But will you be working?
Once I get a proper visa.
I'm nodding at you in the sense that yes, you are.
Yes, I'm going to have to work because he won't let me do otherwise. So.
Do either of you still have some kind of soft toy from your childhood? Yes, I do.
Well, all of mine are kind of gone, so. I kind of moved an ocean, so. But I used to have a couple.
Well,
I
have one with me.
No.
One of the ones at the family home.
Yeah. Which one is that?
Coke.
Oh, the bear! Oh,
there's the bear.
The bear! Oh, okay.
Famous bear.
Infamous bear, yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. We're getting very close now.
I know.
Crank
out these last few.
Yes, what's your favourite character in the Sonic Archie comics?
That's for both. I like Scourge, actually.
Lots of people like Scourge.
Surprisingly so. He's a real dirtbag.
I'm not really sure about that. I'm tempted to say Scourge, but then again, that's kind of obvious. I quite like the idea of Hope, actually. Hope Kinterberg. I quite like the idea of her. Alternatively, of course, you've got... Nicole, actually. I quite like Nicole. I think the sort of Lynx character of Nicole, as opposed to the computer, is actually really well designed, and I quite appreciate that in the design sense. Will you eat green eggs and ham? No, they're off, you idiot.
I've already had green eggs and ham. They weren't off, they were coloured.
St. Patrick's Day?
No, I believe it was my mother's idea of enrichment, and we were reading the books, so we had to have it.
I see.
I don't know. We were in homeschool. A lot of weird things.
Nice question. Oh no, Echo Hall got kidnapped by aliens. What do you say once they get back?
I'm gonna look.
So you couldn't get any work out of her either, could you?
Oh, you're such a fuck. Oh dear.
Celebrate one of BBC's best shows returning, here are my Top Gear themed questions. Hook, have you ever seen an episode of the show? If so, what are your opinions?
I have seen a couple of shows, I am still watching it, and yes, I do quite enjoy it, so yes, highly recommended.
Indeed. AEK, what do you think would make an interesting video game themed TG challenge? Fastest time across the reasonably priced zone. There we go. AUK, Clarkson, Hammond or May? What for? What, going out with them? Or
probably who is your favourite go with
it? May is.
Nice.
He puts up with so much crap and isn't actually and spar them both to put together. Hawk, what would you say is the maddest thing you've seen in a television show, either for a British or American show?
I'd have to think about that, and we don't really have time for it, unfortunately. Although I'm sure it's an American show, which was redubbed off of a Japanese show, and it was probably something about an obstacle course and general profanity. Mm-hmm. Close.
And we got one final question. which is from Terry Black. Still, sorry, I should have said those last few from Terry Black. I don't think I did. And the last question is, who is the Stig? Well, it's very simple. It's very simple. The Stig is.